local reporters have decreased 75% since 2002. And according to Rebuild Local News, that is...
Michael, we just have a minute, and I wanted to quickly ask you what the bill in the New York State Legislature is and about the proposal as people cut the cord, you know, and their cable subscriptions to tax Netflix and Hulu. We have about 30 seconds.
We partner with League of Women Voters of New York to produce these debates, and they're important. And with cable, there's arguably a community good. There's local investment. As there's migration to digital entertainment and to streaming, there is no local investment. There's no local jobs. There's no local programming. And we have a bill called the Technology, Education, and Arts Through Media Act, which corrects that. It provides revenue for municipalities, which addresses what Joe was talking about in Sacramento, revenue for the state, revenue for digital literacy, local arts, community media, nonprofit news, and more. So that's why we are, right after this interview, I'm heading up to Albany to talk with our state leaders about Team New York and build broad consensus. We are very much poised to have model legislation in New York State, which really helps create and foster a healthy news and information ecosystem at the local level in this like really challenging time where there's crisis and community media centers closing across the nation, and there's a loss of local jobs. This bill creates local jobs and local information and promotes civic engagement and awareness.
Heavy base, sort of like
Michael Maxinavi, I want to thank you for being with us, Executive Director of BronxNet, and Joe Barr, Executive Director of Access Sacramento, where the next Cable Commission meeting is just in a few weeks in June. I'm in Toronto today speaking at Radio Days North America, moving on to screenings of the new documentary about Democracy Now!, Steal This Story, Please, on Thursday night and Friday morning in Minneapolis, then in Chicago on Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and on Saturday evening when I'll be joined by Juan Gonzalez, and then on to Milwaukee on Sunday. You can check our website at democracynow.org. Information for all these screenings and for more as we travel the country can also be found at stealthisstory.org. Democracy Now! Is produced with Mike Burke, Nina Kester, Messiah Rhodes, Nameen Sheikh, Maria Tarasane, and Nicole Salazar, Sarah Nasser, Trina Ndurasam, Alfok, Jamie Astudio, John Hamilton, Ravi Karan, Hani Masu, Diego Ramos, our Executive Director, Julie Crosby. Special thanks to Becca Staley and to Dennis Moynihan. I'm Amy Goodman in Toronto with Juan Gonzalez in Chicago.
They don't wanna party.
So fun, so cool. That was just If You Want a Party, Come Over to My House by Footcuckers. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. My name's Katie. I'm so happy and excited to be here. That was just... Okay, the name of the artist is spelled F-C-U-K. So, guys... I promise I'm keeping it clean and family friendly on this community radio station. They have a title that is similar to, you know, different words and such. Happy Listener Appreciation Week. We're here at CGSF so happy and excited to get to share sounds and music and opinions and voices on this platform. And it's all thanks to you, the listener. So thank you so much for being such a cool and amazing person who subscribes and listens to such interesting and fun topics and sounds. Thank you for listening. You are so awesome. This week on Raccoon City, I'm talking about some shows, reviews, venue reviews, some up-and-coming shows, and just all-around great, amazing sounds. The artists I just played, Footcuckers, they just came to Vancouver in April. Let me fact-check that, because sometimes I just say things. Yeah, they came April 9th. At the Commodore. Also, I played Snow Strippers earlier. They were also here in Vancouver in March. So that was really cool. Both were at the Commodore Ballroom. And the Commodore Ballroom is actually quite a nice venue. I'd say it's about mid-sides. Like, it's one up from a venue like Fortune or the Fox Cabaret. It's like... or the Biltmore, like it's a one step up, like size wise, so it can fit quite a few people, which makes the crowd larger, and just because the venue is larger. But the Commodore is a pretty cool venue, I think, and they have two levels also, which I always enjoy. The opener of the show Footcuckers, their opener was Sex Week. And I actually completely missed, like, the entire set of Sex Week. I got to see, like, the very end. I thought the artist was really cool. However, they were selling these really cool t-shirts, and I got one. And I feel really happy about that purchase. Really, really, really ecstatic about the t-shirt from the band Sex Week. it's just a great t-shirt. I think everyone should have. Anyway, yeah, the show was good. Footcookers Live, the crowd was fun. For some reason, when I recorded the music, the sound came in differently than it was live. So that was interesting. And yeah, the show was really good. I'm going to play more Footcookers and some more other like sort of electric, fun, upbeat music. Then we're going to slide into some Canadian artists and up-and-coming shows. So it's going to be really great. It's going to be really awesome. Stick around. Thank you so much for listening, by the way. Happy Listener Appreciation Week. We appreciate you. Okay, here is L-U-C-K-Y by Footcookers. Please enjoy.
L-U-C-K-Y, I'm lucky. Y-O-U are mine, cause I'm lucky. L-U-C-K-Y, I'm lucky. Y-O-U.
Job to help this guy and everything, but I think this guy's a lost cause. He's obviously made up his mind. Why don't we just cut our losses and get out of here?
why you're for Britney. Baby, crank that soldier boy. B2B, we make the noise. Let's rip on me like I'm Lord. But that sound you can't avoid. That's no seat to fill a void.
Super cool, super awesome, super fun. That was just Peer to Peer by Two Girls, One Daw. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie. I'm so happy and excited to be here. Just listening to Two Girls, One Daw is so fun. They are a Canadian, Metro Vancouver, kind of hyper pop electric sounding duo. They are really fun, really cool. Love Vancouver based artists. And also, it is Listener Appreciation Week. Happy Listener Appreciation Week. Thank you so much for listening. You are so cool and so awesome to listening to Canadian artists and local radio, community radio, so fun. Anyway, Two Girls, One Daw, local Vancouver-based artists. They are playing lots of shows this week, this month in May, like the Red Gate, Green Auto, the Colbate, all throughout May and June. So you can go check out their Instagram for more details. They're so fun and so cool. I really like their sounds. I've just been going through like their most recent album that came out in 2024, and their names like to their tracks are just really like awesome. First of all, the name Two Girls, One Daw, that is so swag. Like that is like major cool energy just to begin with. Then you go to their like album, some of their names, like... I can't even say some of them because they're just so crazy. Like, they're just too silly. I can't be saying these words on community radio. However, I will say one of them is Grouse Tail Grind. That's really fun. Also, Gentrified Lean. What's up with that? I think we're gonna listen to that up next. Also, they have one track called I Was Born in Metro Vancouver and All I Got Was a Weed Addiction and I Smell of Cigs. Okay, relatable. Like, what? Like, what? What do you mean? Like, that's so crazy. That's so funny. Like, that's a funny album. That's just a great name. I like when artists sort of, like, play with the different track names and just kind of make them into fun, like, cool... sentences or like just like fun, like just what they've done with these tracks. Like I think their different names of the tracks are like really nicely curated, and I think they're kind of fun, and I think they're kind of, and I think that's what their music is like too. And I think their whole brand is sort of like, or their aesthetic I guess is sort of like just fun and cool and sort of out there, and it's really like real and like honest, and I think that's that's really a cool quality of their stuff, and that's really fun. Okay, so yeah, we're gonna listen to Gentrified Lean. Let's listen to Gentrified Lean. Let's see what Gentrified Lean's all about. I'm kind of curious. I'm kind of feeling like we should listen to it. So up next, here is Gentrified Lean by Two Girls, One Daw. Enjoy.
Bye.